Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, September 6, 2024. And all hell's breaking loose. Wait for this. Get ready.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
In range, most important election in world history is 59 days, 14 hours, 59 minutes, 36 seconds out. We're starting our attack run now. 135 days until the inauguration of President Trump. 135 days, 23 hours, 59 minutes, 22 seconds. I am your embattled, battle-hardened, moss-backed broadcaster, Alex Jones. Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. Broadcasting worldwide in defense of the Republic and Team Humanity. All right, I got really prepared for today's show. And to do this, I'm going to have to be extremely focused because I absolutely must cover every stinking thing on my desk. Let me give you a little prelude for folks that just joined us at the start of the transmission. We have massive evidence with basically all of the lone shooter operations that the FBI knows about, it protects it, just like we saw with the attempted Trump assassination, same MO, and that feds are all around these individuals protecting them. And I have a giant stack right here on that. Unbelievable. Massive research, decades of intel right here. There's that. There are the desperate Dems, because I wanted time to study this, so I didn't cover it yesterday, claiming that Benny Johnson, Tim Pool, all these other people are Russian operatives or something. Just $10 million got put into a company that was buying shows to put them on cable. I mean, it just, and ad buys. I know the Russians were connected to it. And the feds are running around like they just caught the biggest thing on earth. The Democrats are spending billions in fake news, massive foreign money, Chi-Com money's pouring in. But oh no, the evil Benny Johnson and Tim Pool, they had their shows bought by a syndicator they had nothing to do with and then put it on TV. A culture show in Tim Pool's case. Wow, evil. I mean, Jesse Ventura's on a show on RT. Max Kaiser. But they didn't even were involved in selling their show to air on some other network. It's just crazy. So somebody could buy my show from a syndicator. We're free to air. They can just air it. And oh my God, some Russian company, you know, bought ads on this and bought a show and aired it. I mean, it's just crazy. We got the inside baseball on that. I had the feds repeatedly try to set me up with Russian money that was really Justice Department, CIA money. And I just went to another branch of the FBI, gave them a dossier saying, I know you guys are doing this. Knock it off right now. And I'm got with a lawyer, one of the lawyers, Mark Mendoza, was involved as well, spearheading it. Maybe we should get him on. But Bob Barnes was there when this all happened. We're not going to give names or anything because, we'll just leave it at that. But we may have to. But it was a bipartisan attack on yours truly. So I have been through this myself. And as Barnes said, he never got approached. Viva Fry never got approached for this because they would have smelled it. But it's not even smelling it. When you're putting your show out to be syndicated, people pick it up. It's ridiculous. It's like, we're on hundreds of radio stations. Do the Russians secretly own some radio station I'm on? I have no idea. I'm sure that out of 300 plus stations, I bet there's some Russian investment company. They're invested in real estate, everything, ad companies. I bet one of our affiliates is probably owned by Russian Americans. I don't know that. I'm just guessing. And they're probably patriots, but that matters. Media will just say they're Russians. We're all evil. So we've got that. We've got massive news on the Aurora situation and the Venezuelan gangs all over the country, as now the media hoax that none of that was happening with the Venezuelan gangs taking over apartment complexes, homes, robbing everything, killing people. Now it's all admitted and mass arrests have begun. So that blew up in their face. They ran another hoax against J.D. Vance saying mass shootings are a fact of life. He said they shouldn't be a fact of life. Another big hoax they got caught in. Incredible news in the economy. More fake jobs numbers that Biden put out, caught red-handed. Oh, their whole house of cards is coming down. Stay with us, my Paul Revere's.